Blog Talk Radio.
God, he looked like a little kid next to me. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. Thank you for joining me for yet another great show. And as you can see, my people that's on Facebook with me, you guys can see that I'm sitting here with the gift. And I am going to, we're going to get into a great show in just a little bit. We're going to be talking with Drele and the gift, and they're going to be talking about who they are and what they got going on and what's getting ready to happen on this show, July the 30th. At the Gastonia Little Theater. I think that it's going to be a great show. Well, I know it's going to be a great show, but I just need for you guys to come and do your thing and make sure that you get your tickets. We're going to be giving away 2 tickets on today's show. So the gift is going to give away 2 tickets, but there's going to be a little twist to this. You're going to have to probably remember a word. It's going to be something goofy and something simple. But we're going to be giving away 2 tickets today, and I think that it's going to be a great time. Number to call is 515-602-9653. The number again is 515-602-9653. Also, we're going to talk. I'm going to do a little commentary, and it might be just for my Facebook people, and I'm hoping that. It isn't taken the wrong way, but if it is, oh well, because there's some things that I really need to get off my chest. There's some things that I really need to talk to you about. We have to start doing things a little differently. I'm going to start doing things a little differently, and that's going to mean there's going to be a shift in energy, a shift in how I deal with certain people. Or how I deal with everybody, to be honest. And, you know, and I'm hoping that people understand what the shift means, because it's not a bad thing. But sometimes when you have to grow, you can't grow with everyone. And sometimes it takes time for you to be away from people to understand what the true intentions of them are. And those are things that you really need to look at, because sometimes we get caught up with everyday living and everyday sacrifices, and we don't really pay attention to what the true blueprint is for our life. And if you don't understand what the true blueprint is for your life, then, you know, you got to take a step back, because you get lost in the dust and in the shuffle of trying to be successful. And we have to understand that being successful doesn't happen overnight. Being successful is probably not going to happen with just you alone. It's going to take people to make sure that you're successful, or that you reach those successful goals that you're trying to reach. So there's some things that we really need to truly look at when it comes to us being successful, shifting, fighting off negative energy. And y'all, we're going to talk about that negative energy thing, because there is some negative energy out there. Sometimes it is hidden and you don't know. And I have fought against a lot of it in the last couple of months. And, you know, I'm tired of fighting. So that's why it's going to bring about the shift that I know I need to take and I need to make in myself. But for those of you who just joining us, you see that we are joined by the gift, and we're going to be joined by Drele in a few minutes. He's going to join us, and we are going to really, truly talk about the show, and it's going to be a great show. And I think that we are going to really be able to make a statement with what we want to happen here in this area. Okay? That number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you because it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mal again. You want to ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like to cruise. Turn up the sound, Zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they can get on and do my thing. Huh. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. Huh. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do my thing. I carry the heavy load. Dropping off,
this
is the funk I'm
gonna bring. Yeah. Now I done been up and I been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass covers to balling out of control. To skiing with no rubber and numerous coochie holes. To robbed at 22 put in the hospital. 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic check enterprise.
All right,
all right, behind the scenes working on it. Building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me to get out the way. Got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. Yeah. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring. Huh.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off because it's the funk I'm gonna bring.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again, 515-602-9653. Guys, we're going to have a great show today. First and foremost, go get your tickets. Go get your tickets for this Independent Artist Festival. Independent Artist Festival. Listen to me. Y'all, look. I really, truly need to have an Independent Artist Festival before next year because this is like the third show in a row that I've done that. Go get your tickets for an evening of blues and R&B with Dre Lay and The Gift on July the 30th at the Little Theater of Gastonia here in Gastonia, North Carolina. Tickets are only $8 to $10. This place should be packed. we should have not a seat left in there. And from what I understand, the tickets are going really, really, really fast right now. And I think that it's a blessing that we are actually able to do this the way that we need to do this. And I think that we are getting ready to definitely make sure that we are going to set a new trend in the Gastonia area. It's getting ready to be some new things happening. And as you can see, my Facebook people, I have brought Drele up on the show. We haven't started their interview yet. We ain't started y'all interview yet, but we getting ready to as soon as I get through running my mouth. But like I said, please go get your tickets. And also on today's show, we're going to give away 2 tickets. And I'm going to let them decide how we're going to give those tickets away. But we're going to give away 2 tickets today. One more thing before I get started to talking about what we need to talk about with you guys. There's so many people in this area and outside this area who claim to be the baddest band around. So I'm getting ready to pull your trump card. If you are the baddest band in this area, then on August the 28th at the Little Theater Gastonia, you should be ready to perform at the Battle of the Bands. The Battle of the Bands will happen August the 28th at the Little Theater Gastonia. I will give you the time on another show, but that's when it's happening. I am accepting band entries right now. So if again, I see so many of you on Facebook. I see so many of you on Facebook, and I hear so much about how bad your band is. It's that, well, come prove how bad your band is. If I don't see you at this Battle of the Bands, if you ain't got something else going on, then you need to be quiet from this point on. Come show how bad you are. There's a $250 cash prize, and it might grow. I don't know. But there's a $250 cash prize. There will be a huge trophy. There will be bragging rights. And it won't be one of these things where you go in and play and some of your best friends vote for you to win. We're going to have 3 professional judges that are going to vote on who is the baddest band in Gaston County. And it'll be the first of many. It'll be the first Little Theater of Gastonia J Radio Show Battle of the Bands. And we're going to keep going with this. So, again, if you say you got a bad band, you should be performing at the Battle of the Bands. Bring your people with you, your supporting cast, bring them with you, and you guys show, and girls, show exactly what it is that you do, and you say you the baddest. We're going to see if you the baddest. But if not, shut up. If not, shut up and sit down and be quiet. That's all it is to it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if they have a baddest radio show host competition, I'm in it. You're going to see my face. I can promise you. I don't know how they would do that. That'd probably be like the dumbest little battle ever. What would we do? Get on the microphone and talk about stuff at each other. That'd be crazy. I don't know what. That would be real crazy. Anyhow, so I'm not even going to go. I need to go to commercial, but I'm not. I'm going to stay on. And I'm going to bring none other to this show. You guys see them on here now, but they are going to be performing July the 30th at the Little Theater Gastonia, and that is Drele and the Gift. Y'all, welcome Drele and the Gift to the show. Welcome to the show, guys. I will give you a wrist clap. Not nothing my other son said about this golf clap crap. I don't know what that was. But he kind of messed me up with that one. But anyhow, what's up, y'all?
Gas prices.
Oh, see, y'all, he going to make me put him in a full Nelson. Yeah, I hear you. For those of you who don't know, Drele is on the other side of this screen. He joined us via Facebook, and I have the Gift right here beside me, which happens to be my baby boy. Yeah, you're baby boy. Baby boy. Hey, we could have called you baby boy. Nah, we couldn't have done that.
No.
We didn't want to do that.
Thank you.
We didn't want to do that. So, if you guys can, tell them a little bit about yourself. Who wants to go first?
At the same time.
So let me, I'm gonna talk a little bit about Dre Lay. So I first met this young man. We were in a bind. We were in a bind, and we really truly needed a band for the Independent Artist Festival about 3 years ago, right before COVID. And we had it at Hickory Tavern in Gastonia, North Carolina, and it was Dre Lay. I can't remember the drummer's name. Please forgive me for it, Dre Lay. What was his name? Billy Coleman. And we had Sax Life that was involved with the band also. And I heard this gentleman play. And when he started playing, I said, oh, yeah, I got to stay in touch with this dude. I said, this dude right here, I need this dude, because it was on a whole nother level. And you guys are going to see exactly what I'm talking about at this show. I promise you, you're not ready for this show. You think you are. You're not ready for this show, because this dude is like a show in itself. And when I got to know him and know his play and his caliber of play, I just felt like that he was or is everything that we needed when it comes to the festival. Now, let's fast forward a little bit. And then I'm going to show you how God works. Fast forward a little bit. So we have this Independent Artist Festival, which happened this year. And we truly was looking to do something different. Of course, a lot of you know that Platinum Vibes was playing at this last Independent Artist Festival, and this is where you got to see the debut of The Gift. But I had reached out to Dre Lay first to see if he could come and perform. Well, we couldn't afford him, y'all. I'm just going to be 100. We couldn't afford them. It just was not, because I do everything about this festival myself. Everything. Pay for everything and all that good stuff. So we couldn't really afford them. I show you and I tell you all the time, when God says yes, man cannot say no, no matter what's happening. No matter what's happening. So fast forward, we move on, and we had an opportunity to play at the watch party over at the Legacy Event Center. Again, I'm in the dilemma. We need a player. And guess who out of the blue comes around to be able to play with us? Dre Lay. And when I tell you it was a success, it was beyond a success, because the element that he put into that show was on a whole nother level. It was on a whole nother level. And I think, Dre Lay, you're joining us by dial-in now, right? Boy, what'd you do, fall down?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. All right. So as I was saying, He joined us for the watch party. And and the things that he done at that watch party, I said, oh, no. I said, I know what vision I have for the gift. Because we had already started talking about a project for the gift. That was in the works from the very beginning when the gift actually exposed that he can play as well as he play. We're going to talk about that, too. But he come in and he played at the show, the watch party over there, and was absolutely amazing. Nothing short of amazing. And I just cannot fathom why this guy is not playing everywhere on TV. So some of y'all don't slept on this dude, but I got him now. So too bad for him.
And you make sure you clarify. You said slept on, not slept with. Yeah, we ain't got no scandals or nothing running like that.
Yeah, we ain't got nothing. Yeah, I don't want no problem. We don't have no. I said slept on, not slept with. But, you know, I just want to say that I appreciate you taking the time to actually produce and work with the gift and show him what being a real musician is and what being a musician that can elevate to certain levels when you need to. You've taught him a lot. You've taught him a lot thus far. And the journey is just now beginning with you guys. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited for everything that you have done. And I'm really excited for everything that's going to happen with you guys. You know, you missed a lot of what I was saying in the transition of getting on down.
I had you on my tablet. But I was, you know, I'm thankful to be a part. This is something that over the years since I had been producing, I wanted to work with people that were doing the same thing I was doing, you know, and if they didn't have a mindset, if I heard it in them, I was going to try to bring it out of them, you know, and working with the gift has really allowed me to be able to bring that out of somebody, not just being somebody who could play guitar real good, but turning them into an artist, you know, building that musical ear and stage presence and all these things that I had to go and obtain, you know, watching people. And, you know, so that what I do, you know, I actually study everybody that I love. And, you know, I'm able to pass it off to people like The Gift and some up-and-coming youth that I'm training now. So it's all amazing.
Let's give them a little bit before we get into introducing The Gift and talking to him. Let's give him a little song from you. Tell us a little bit about this song that I'm getting ready to play.
Man, I forgot which one.
Listen to your fever.
Okay, listen. This song is one that I, you know, of course, heard growing up. It was featured in the movie The Fighting Temptations. Beyonce sang it in one of the club scenes. And I had always been a fan of that particular style. So I said, hey, I'm trying to be eclectic and, you know, trying to be where I can sing any and everything, you know, at free will, you know. Versatile is the word I'm looking for. And I said, let me just see what I can do, you know, add some flavor to it. So that's what I did with this song.
All right. So with that being said, this is Fever from Dre Lay on Live in the Day with Jay.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, you give me fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got a fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Well, Romeo loved Juliet, and Juliet felt the same. arms around her. He said, oh, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou give the fever. When we kiss her, fever with our flame in you. And Pocahontas had a very mad affair with her daddy. He tried to kill him. She said, oh, daddy, daddy, don't you dare. He gives me the fever with his kiss, kiss, fever when he holds me tight. Fever. She said, I'm his man. Oh, daddy, won't you treat him right?
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Watch out now.
Man, you took that song and you made that song yours.
Man. Thank God. I didn't want to do what was already done.
Oh, you made that song yours. It was ridiculous, man. And I, you know, y'all listening to it on this show does it no justice. When you hear this dude sing live, I promise you, you're not going to stay in your seat. If you stay in your seat, something is seriously wrong with you. I promise you. I promise you.
See,
man,
and
that's,
you know, that's one,
man,
of the, that's one of the aspects that you get with live performance. I'm a, let's say, a passionate singer. And so I try to relate the message of the song by jumping into the character of the person, you know, that it, we're talking about. You know, so
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter if it's a gospel song, blues, even rock or whatever, opera, whatever it is, you want to get in the character. And as you're getting in the character, you feel those emotions of the person, because it doesn't matter if it's a song, if it's a poem, if it's a story or something like that, it's told from a point of view. And that's the best way to tell the story, is if you jump over into the character. So there's an element of acting in what I do and in performing in general. And that's what makes for great performances.
That's crazy. That's crazy. The name of that song was Fever. Y'all remember that. That's going to play a part in you getting these free tickets. That's a part. That's going to play a part in that. So I'm going to switch gears a minute, and we're going to talk to the other half of this show. And he goes by the name of The Gift, which happens to be my son, my baby boy. But he told me he quit saying that. So welcome to the show, The Gift. The Gift. Okay, so I know why you're called The Gift, but tell me a little bit about your journey with playing the guitar.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I started with music in general back in, I'd say, middle school, sixth grade middle school.
Yeah, you was playing the piccolo or something. What was you playing?
I was playing the clarinet.
Yeah,
the clarinet.
The clarinet. Do you play the piccolo? Okay.
But 4 years, and that sparked my interest into getting into other instruments. And at our school, we have a guitar class, and it looked like a pretty fun class, so I decided I was going to take it. And I took it, tried it for about 2 years. The teacher didn't really want to help me out a lot,
mm-hmm.
so I took it into my own hands. I took it into my own hands, and I taught myself what I know now, and that's how we got here.
Yeah, this, y'all, we're having some mic problems, but I talk loud, so you may be able to hear me. Now, there's more to this story when it comes to the guitar playing, the guitar class, and this, that, and the other, but I'll tell you, the first time I realized that you were something special, and I was sitting downstairs, And I heard you playing around. And your mom said you need some shades.
I don't want to look like Ray Charles like she does.
And, y'all, that's an inside joke, though. She's nothing wrong with her. But I was sitting downstairs, and I was listening to you play the Beatles.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, he's pretty good at that. So then when I called you downstairs and had you play, this is when you were playing your acoustic. And what song was it that you were playing? It was something you were playing in school. And it was really, no, it was Kansas.
Dust in the Wind?
Yeah, Dust in the Wind. And I heard you play it, and that's still my favorite song on acoustic that you played, by the way. And I heard you play that, and I seen how crisp and clean and clear it was, and how easy your fingers were able to maneuver that guitar. And I said to myself, okay, wait a minute, I think we might be on to something. But what really done it was when you played at the Independent Artist Festival. I ain't never in my life seen a kid your age play at the caliber you played.
Thank you.
And you're very talented, son.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very talented, and I think that it is going to take you far in life, and I can't wait for them to see you and Drele play together on July the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep saying the 16th. I'll keep thinking the 16th. I wish it was this Saturday, but it is next Saturday. And I want you guys to really, really, really come out and support Drele and the Gift, because we got people that don't want y'all to do so well. We got people that's looking for you to fail. But I can promise you, you're not going to fail. I can promise you, you're going to be thoroughly entertained. I can promise you that people are going to be wowed. They're going to love it. They're going to like it. And they're going to come to the next 6 shows that you got scheduled.
Yep.
So I promise, whatever the naysayers want, the naysayers will not get.
Yeah.
They might as well, as I say on the show all the time, like Spike Lee say, get on the damn bus and join us.
I mean, yeah.
There's no use of trying to fight it. Go ahead, Dre.
And I'm glad you say naysayers, because I don't necessarily like the word haters. Haters, they say haters make me greater. No, that's not what makes you greater. Haters are... what was the word I was looking for? They're there to push you to the next level instead of stopping you. And when you say they make you greater, they're not doing any elevation.
Right.
You know, it's still God in the midst of it pushing you up. You know, they're just there as a reminder. Okay, this, you're doing the right thing. You're doing what I told you to do. You're doing your calling. You're falling over in it. And this person right here is not here to take and stop you from doing that. It's as a reminder that you're doing the right thing. If you don't have those people that are there trying to shortcut you, that are there trying to discourage you, that are there trying to see what you got going on, if you don't have those people there, then you may need to check yourself.
That's right. That's
because,
right.
Because that means, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I see somebody in the chat,
which is Mama Bear,
wanting to know if you're going to play. No.
Am I going
to
play?
What's going to happen is y'all are going to have to wait, and you're going to have to check out the next Shop Talk, because the next Shop Talk is going to be with Drele and the Gift, and they're going to perform on that Shop Talk. So y'all get ready for that. That's going to be pretty dope. But right now, we're going to release another one of the Gift's songs off of his upcoming debut, and we hope you enjoy it. I know you are, because it was performed by him and produced and performed by Drele, and you guys, I promise you, you're getting ready to see another side of him, and just sit back and please try to enjoy the music. So set this up for me. I think it's called The Blue State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Blue State of Mind.
So what, set that up for me a little bit. What was the behind this? The inspiration behind
this? Before you give your take, my idea when producing this first and foremost was to have a different take on the blues. And, you know, because it doesn't necessarily have to be traditional, like, you know, because everything progresses and it gets new. And I was hearing a track that I always liked. And I'm not going to tell you what track it is, but it's Michael Jackson inspired. And from there, I can't tell you what track you feel it. And I said, we got to do something different, something that's going to catch people's, you know, attention. And from there, I heard something. I'm like, hey, try this. And so I told the give, you know, do what you do, you know, however you feel it. So,
but I mean, to piggyback off of what, you know, Dre Lay just said, we were up in the studio and he let me listen to that track that he's talking about that he always liked. And he just told me to lay something down. So I laid down a few chords and we came up with this awesome blues song.
Just like that, from scratch, in one studio session.
That's it.
From scratch. And with that being said, this is the gift with
Dre Lay.
I was waiting on you to say that.
Well, hey man,
the gift with Dre Lay.
I didn't get you cute.
I was thinking while we were sitting here doing that, and I was like, dude, do you not understand what you just did? And he's like, no, but I'm like, you just did something. And I'm in awe because it was something, you know, I didn't know how it was going to turn out. Really, I had a feeling and I knew what I was, you know, what I was hearing. But your solo, when you laid that solo on top of it, man, I'm feeling all kinds of ways because I knew it was going to sound good because you were playing it. But, I mean, it's just the, you know, you love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah.
And that's what I got.
So let me ask you something, Drelay. As a producer who's been in the business that's making moves, how would you rate, I guess, working with the Gift being that he's so new to this type of industry?
I would, of course, you know, it's off the charts because he's starting out so young and still developing, you know, first of all, as a human being first, and then to have picked up a gift and taken it to, you know, heights beyond what anybody's doing right now, you know, creative-wise. And he hasn't even hit his peak as far as being an adult yet. You know, he hadn't even come into his full personality that he's going to have for the rest of his life. He's young.
Right.
And to have this amount of talent right now is amazing. I've never worked with anybody like it, you know, and I've worked with a lot of people and I've heard a lot of people play, you know, and you know, not everybody can do what he does.
Wow. And what do you feel working with someone at like Drelay's caliber? What do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, it's a learning experience. He's showing me things that I would have never thought to go out and research and find out. He's shown me a lot of new skills, a lot of things that are useful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a good dude. He's a very good teacher. He's a good all-around person. Very good producer.
That's what matters. You said something that really matters.
Man.
He's an all-around good person. And he's easy to feed.
Yeah, I don't require much. No, but listen, part of,
we'll give you some chicken.
Part of, watch out now. I deal with closed plates, but you know, inside joke, y'all. But the person that I wanted to be is somebody that I didn't necessarily have growing up. You know, you have all kinds of people that your support system, you know, great family and great teachers and mentors and different things. But the person that I am, I've never met anybody like myself. And that's not being confident and arrogant. That's just what it is. And we're supposed to be that unique to the world. You know, so I want myself to be a person that nobody can say that I wasn't there for them. Nobody can say that I was so high and mighty with my gift that God has given me that I wasn't able to reach back and help somebody else or put somebody on before myself. Nobody can say that with this person that I person I've grown to be. And I mean, I want this person to leave an impact, last impact. If you're not doing anything for the world, then why are you here?
That's
you
right.
Know, I understand what my gift does. And, you know, if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, there's going to be people that missed out because I wasn't on my post.
That's right. And you know what? I'm not about to let y'all get off of here without playing Good Blues. I was really, really, really impressed with Good Blues. Speaking of Good Blues, all right, I know I got some people on here. The number to call is 515-602-9653. The first person that can call me and tell me what the name of Drelay's song that we just played on the show is, I have a ticket for you for the show on the 30th of July. So please call in. If you can't call in, you give it to me on my Facebook page and let me know what the name of that song was, and you'll win that ticket. All right? Number to call is 515-602-9653. Now, while we're doing that, I want to play Good Blues. Tell me a little bit about Good Blues. Either one of y'all.
Go ahead.
All right. So, Good Blues. This was the first song that we had come up with. It's the first song we got in the studio. We took one session, and from scratch, we came up with this song. It's a very... It's a new twist on blues, and it just, overall, it gives a new perspective on blues, if you will.
Yes, it does, and it's going to remind you of someone. With that being said, LA, you got something to say on it?
Yeah, my thing was, I didn't know, because was this your first, this was your first recording session, am I not right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong. And so I didn't know how to come about, okay, creating just yet. So we tried, recording just to get him a feel. I said, freestyle on this. And, come up with some things. And he freestyled the whole time and everything. So came back. Now I have this idea for such and such. Can you try this? And it was literally hearing something, singing it. He played it. And, the rest is history.
And with that being said, this is The Gift, produced by Dre Lay, Good Blues.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That was absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
I love that track. And then for those of you that don't know blues, I tell you that was nothing short than B.B. King. That was nothing short than B.B. King. You remind me of him so much in the method that you play. That was really dope. Made me almost want to say, hey, man, go get me a shot of white. I don't even drink, y'all. But I don't even drink.
If I can add to that.
Can I bring you on video too?
I can't right now.
Okay, that's cool.
We'll be there. But listen, dude, when I first heard, I'm like, this Negro person is a mix of B.B. King and Prince. If I put the the two together, that's what you get right there. You know, and whenever he played it solo, I'm like, okay, this is B.B. King, but this is almost like if Prince did an actual tribute to him. This is what it would sound like. You know, so
Negro person.
I told some.
Are you a slave?
He ain't no slave. We ain't got no slaves around here. But that's the type of person that the type of musicianship that I'm talking about. I was describing him to somebody. Yeah, I'll be talking about you all the time, man. And I said he's a mix of B.B. King and Prince. They said, "Woo, together?" Yeah. And I'm like, "Yes." So I'm just glad to be working with you, man.
Thank you. Yes, it was absolutely amazing, man. You guys are something special, and I can't wait. I cannot wait to see this show. And speaking of show, we have a winner of one of the tickets, and that's Tina Brown. She won the ticket, and the answer was Fever, and she sent it in to me and gave me the right answer. So you have a ticket to come see Drele and The Gift July 30th on at the Little Theater of Gastonia.
Congratulations.
You are going to be.
Now we're gonna give away a signed guitar from The Gift.
Oh wow!
And we're gonna give away a signed keyboard from Dre Lay.
Hey, listen, it's a Casio, so.
Y'all just kidding. We're not giving away no guitar.
Hey,
I promise.
Keyboard
you. Oh no, we might give away the keyboard. We ain't giving away no guitar.
Oh nah. I got it.
So let me ask you guys something. In Gastonia, what would you rate the level of talent music wise? Would you say that we're a hidden gem, or we got work to do, or what would you rate it?
Let me think about my answer.
That sounds like your answer is going to be harsh.
Well, it's not necessarily that it would be harsh. It's just I wish that we would take and put all of our musicianship together and work together instead of trying to be so competitive. You know,
I get that.
You know, we don't have to go mainstream automatically to do what we do. You know, we can just do that here. And if everybody's supporting everybody, we all make it, you know. But we have too many people trying to see what this person's doing, see what that person's doing, to take and overshadow that. So by the time you overshadow what something that wasn't even meant for you to be trying, it loses its effect because now people are, well, they're just in competition. No, don't do that. You know, there's too many great musicians, too many great artists,
yes.
Too many great instrumentalists, writers, playwrights, all these people that create to not have a good time together, you know, and grow together. So,
yes, they're full of it in this area, man. And, you know, some of them don't live in the area anymore, but we have so many talented people from this area. It's unreal. And you're right. If we can just stop going against one another and try to work together, there's no telling what could happen.
What do you think, Gif? Well, I mean, I couldn't have said that any better than what Dre Lay just, I mean, he just hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
That was a very good way to put it.
Yeah. Why you talk so low?
Because, boy, I be hearing you upstairs hollering like you crazy playing games. Why are you talking so low? Yeah. You and your brother.
He just called you out.
Him and his brother.
They on Fortnite.
Man, I need to record them and put them on the show.
No.
And you be like, oh, this is not the GIF up there hollering like this. Be hollering like he ain't got no
He gonna have to holler on one of those tracks that he's been playing.
Ooh, boy, that's gonna be something. That's gonna be something. I promise you guys, it is going to be a great show. And I just really want you guys to come and check the show out. I couldn't say it any better than I am so proud of the both of you guys for putting what you do the very best together and to come up with a show that is going to be a really, really nice show July 30th. Those gates open at 6:30 p.m. The show starts at 7. The tickets are $8 to $10. $8 to $10. And
everybody,
I promise you, I promise you it'll be well worth it. You probably say to yourself, why were they so cheap? You better catch them now while they're cheap, because when they start playing the bigger venues, it's not going to be that cheap, I can almost promise you. So catch them now while they're starting off now, so you can say that you were there when they first started performing, because it's going to be that type of adventure. It's going to be that type of adventure. Now, if you can tell me, the first person that can call in, number to call is 515-602-9653, or inbox me, or say it on the Facebook chat. If you can tell me what the first single that was released from the GIF that we just listened to, you can tell me the name of that first single, I got one more ticket for you for the July 30th show. So either you can call 515-602-9653, or you can inbox me, or you can say it in the chat that's on the Facebook Live now. And hopefully before the show's over with, I will have somebody and we'll be able to give away another ticket. And I'm going to give away a couple more tickets next week. And we are going to prepare for a great show. I think I need for you guys to understand that it is, I think I got somebody and we running short there, but I got somebody. Let me see. I don't see him yet, y'all. Do you see him? I don't see him yet. All right, we'll come back to it in a minute, all right? All right, so number to call. I got to take a break, guys. And we'll come back. I got to take a break. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys, definitely stick around. We got some weather stuff going on here, so it might be a little choppy, but you guys are definitely live in the day with Jay, and we'll be back, and we will try to close out the show. All right? Number to call is 515-602-9653.
Trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing, every move I'm making, I'm improving, tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing, no telling what I'm doing, trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing, every move I'm making, I'm improving, tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing, no telling what I'm doing.
I'm getting mine, you getting line. I'm making rain dollars, all you do is drop down. That's right, I can make it rain your paycheck. For all y'all haters, 4-5s on deck. With the heat, I'm O'Neal all night. go hard like oatmeal left out all night. And y'all can't see me like I'm 10 feet tall. In the hood you never round, kinda like a football. It can't be.
What?
You hate me?
Nah.
You should hate yourself for not being like me. The bank said my money won't fit, so that means I go ahead and withdraw like crack fiends.
I'm trying to get this cake up. That's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. But tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get this
cake up. That's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. But tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing.
For show, and you an actor, you just for show. Bitch, you wouldn't squeeze lemonades, and when I pull the pin, I blow up just like grenades. My money's so long, even I'm amazed. I gotta tell the Lincoln, so ride a long face. So fly, if I feel I still be in the sky. I'm a Big Mac, you a small fry. I make pesos, pounds, forget it. I might have went over your head, it's like a fitted. I'm in that big Chevy thing, taking up two lanes. So fly, you might as well call it a Chevy airplane.
Trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Cause tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get this
cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
This ain't no playground. Round here we don't play round. Out here I'm eating, never put my plate down. I'm getting money and you getting lost. So you ain't even employed, so how you a boss? Doing my thing, don't care what it costs. I'm ballin', play me and you'll get crossed. And you a vegetarian, you can't stand beef. And you like blind people, you ain't never in the street. No, I'm hot and you well, hell. You make it rain, I'm iced out, I make it hell.
Right.
I run this dog, all you do is sprint. You a snitch, the neck, the tail, like sprint.
Trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get
this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Y'all, welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. And number again is 515-602-9653. In case you guys have been on Mars, we have been joined today by Dre Lay and The Gift, who will be performing at the Little Theater Gastonia in Gastonia, North Carolina. That is July the 30th, 6:30. Doors open. Show starts at 7 o'clock. You can go get your tickets on Little Theater Gastonia's website, or you can click on Live in the Day with Jay Facebook page, Dre Lay's Facebook page. Or you can click on James J. Radio, and you can get a link there to get your tickets also. Real quick, let me thank Tallahassee, South Philly, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, Gastonia, Houston, Bakersfield, California, Colorado, Little Rock, Arkansas, Tacoma, Washington. Thank you guys for continuing to support the show. I am really trying to get to those places and do live shows there. But thank you guys for continuing to support the show. You do know that I do this show for you, all of you guys, because I want to give you the platform to get what you need to get out to the public. And I want to thank Dre Lay and The Gift for coming on the show. Y'all stick around because we're going to talk a little bit after we get off. And I want you guys to go get your tickets. I want you guys to sign up for or look for something real soon for the Battle of the Bands, which is happening August the 28th in Gastonia, North Carolina. If you're a bad band and you say you're bad, then you should be in this competition. So there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, if you're not, you're not, then don't say nothing no more. Just go about your business. Anyhow. I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. You guys have definitely, and I mean definitely, been live in the day with Jay. I see you guys on tomorrow's show. Go out, do something nice, say something nice to somebody. Make sure that we love, not hate. I see you guys tomorrow. Peace. All right, Facebook.